The truth is that I'm glad that in this year's budget, if it does pass, it includes a $1.2 billion multi-year investment in infrastructure, roads, bridges, sidewalks. Here's what I'm really excited about. Now, first of all, I want to be completely clear to all of your listeners. Mayor Ballard once told me, and a study conducted by an engineering firm confirmed that if all the roads in Marion County were given the love that they need each and every year, it would be a $1 billion price tag. And of course, as you know, Jill, our budget this year, if passed, the entirety of the budget is $1.4 to $1.5 billion. So a $1.2 billion infrastructure investment over the course of the next several years will go a long way. But I think I'm proud of that investment. It does go disproportionately to our major thoroughfares because those are the roads that are used the most and the most densely traveled. But to their credit, the City County Council over the last three or four budget cycles has dedicated more than $100 million to neighborhood and residential streets. Yay! Because the neighbors and the residents really are profoundly impacted by their local roads. And they are pleased that we are making that kind of investment. And to shock the conscience of people, I've been asked several times since I introduced the budget. They said, "Is it real that there's $3 million in this year's budget for alley repair? That's never been done before in the city of Indianapolis." Now, in the interest of full disclosure, $2 or $3 million is not going to fix every alley in Indianapolis, but it's the message that that type of investment is sending, that we do care about our roadways, we do care about stormwater, we do care about all of the types of sidewalks. I'm so pleased, and it's kind of one and the same, but the $25 million that has been set aside, matched by the Lilly Endowment, making it a $50 million investment in new trails and green spaces and green ways. While that's not infrastructure as we often think of it, expanding the Monon, building new trails throughout the community, that is important infrastructure investment. Sidewalks in neighborhoods are infrastructure investments, and they're also quality of place and quality of life investments. So I hope that we're touching several buttons as we are helping rebuild Indianapolis. As a final matter, I'd say that Indianapolis is challenged because of the type of winters that we experience here. We're in a temperate climate where we don't get the same type of snow events that at least we had when I was much younger. I mean, I used to pine for snow days at school. And yet, given the climate change that Indianapolis is experiencing, our winters are largely dominated now by the freeze thaw, freeze thaw, freeze thaw cycle, with literally hundreds of thousands of cars going over the asphalt roadways that we put down. And it's just a very, very difficult challenge to try to keep up with. But the climate is what it is, and so we're dedicating as much money as we possibly can to making sure infrastructure is a top priority.